future career path. In a statement at its opening, the princess said, "My stepfather was always there to help me with my homework, and my hope is that this center will carry on that legacy in his memory. Genovia is a constitutional monarchy and member of the EU, with Prince Philippe having ruled as monarch since the death of his father over 20 years ago. He's also served uncontested as the country's prime minister for nearly a decade, but a distant cousin of the prince's, Count Ivan Rinaldo, has drawn significantly ahead in recent polls, running on a campaign of economic and immigration reform. Genovia has seen a sharp rise in illegal immigration, but a decline in tourism in the past few years due to the worldwide recession, losing revenue to better-known tourist destinations such as Paris, London, and Venice. For these reasons, many are speculating that the prince's arrest could not have come at a worse time."
2:37 p.m., Tuesday, April 28th. Third floor apartment, Consulate General of Genovia, New York City. I don't know what's happening to me. I lie when I should tell the truth, and tell the truth when I should lie. Like half an hour ago, when Dr. Delgado, the newly appointed royal physician, was here and asked if I've been under any unusual stress lately. I laughed and said, "Gosh, no, doctor, none that I can think of." You would think Dr. Delgado might have noticed the hordes of paparazzi gathered outside the consulate doors when he came in and figured out that I was being sarcastic. But no. Instead, he said I shouldn't be concerned about the fact that my left eyelid has been twitching pretty much nonstop for the past week, which is why I asked for an appointment in the first place. According to Dr. Delgado, this sort of thing
happens all the time and is not indicative of a brain tumor or stroke.
Then he suggested I stop putting my symptoms into eye triage and instead get plenty of sleep and exercise. Oh, and I might try eating healthier. Sleep? Exercise? Who has time to sleep or exercise? And how am I supposed to eat healthier when I'm literally trapped by the press inside the Genovian consulate and can only order food from places that deliver near the United Nations, which are basically steakhouses, Chinese restaurants, or gyro joints? It wasn't until he was packing up his medical equipment that I realized Dr. Delgado was immune to sarcasm and really intended to leave without writing me a prescription. So I said, "The truth is, doctor, I have been feeling a little stressed. You might have heard about my recent family difficulties, which have led to..." I pointed meaningfully out the window. Dominique, the director of Royal Genovian Press Relations and Marketing, says if we don't encourage the media, they'll go away, like stray cats are supposed to if you don't feed them. But this isn't true. I've never fed the media, and they still won't go away.
"Oh, yes, yes, yes,"
Dr. Delgado said, seeming to realize things were a little out of the ordinary, as if the fact that he was visiting me in the consulate instead of seeing me in his office hadn't given it away.
"Of course, but your father is doing very well, isn't he? All the reports I've heard say that he'll most likely be given a slap on the wrist, and then he'll be able to return to Genovia. The press seemed to find his little mishap with the law quite amusing."
Little mishap with the law? Thanks to my father's decision to take a midnight jaunt down the West Side Highway in his newly purchased race car, Count Ivan Rinaldo, Dad's opponent for prime minister, is ahead 5 points in the polls. If the count wins, Genovia will be transformed from a charming medieval-walled microstate on the French Riviera to something that looks more like Main Street USA in Disneyland, with everyone strolling around in t-shirts that say, "Who farted?" and eating giant turkey legs. "Oh, Dad's doing great!" I made the huge mistake of lying, I realize now. This is what we're supposed to tell the extended family and the press. It's not the truth. Royals never tell the truth. It isn't done. It's for this reason that I think I'm losing my grip on my sanity and can no longer tell the difference between what's real and what's a facade for the sake of the media. Eye triage says this is called disassociation and is generally used as a coping mechanism to manage stress.
"Wonderful,"
Dr. Delgado cried.
"And things are going well between you and... what is the young man's name?"
I swear, Dr. Delgado must be the only person...